This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in October this year. I'm talking about no other than Route One Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol ROIUF. And if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol ROI. And with us today is the CEO and director of the company, going to bring us up to speed and actually close out the year here in 2020, Mr. Tony Passeri. Tony, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
As we leave this year behind us, what incredible year you guys had, record results. I think you closed a $3 million private placement, and your stock price is up almost 200% year from this time last year. So my question to you is, what is next for the company?
This past year is really a year of starting that climb up. A few years ago, we pivoted our business model to be more of an outcomes-based company, using our clients' data in a secure way to develop good outcomes for them that will permanently evolve their business. And we, you know, as you're aware, we did a couple acquisitions in 18 and 19, and we started to see the fruits from those acquisitions in 20. Obviously, with COVID-19, one of our proprietary technologies, MobiKey, a secure work from home or remote access technology, went into high demand and was a favorite solution for our friends with the Department of Defense. So we've had a good year, and as we look at 21, we see a year of finally getting that next stage of acquisition growth done, expanding our business model into additional geographies, bringing in further talent, whether that be engineers or sales reps, but to really move that business model forward. And if we're running somewhere between 35 and $40 million a year revenue, we'd hope to see that dramatically change with a, you know, 100% plus growth through acquisition and organic growth, such that when we obviously end 21, we're a company that again is double its size or more. And we, you know, the margins have continued to improve with it. There's greater cash flow, et cetera. So, we see 21 as another step up that mountain towards great success. Knock on wood, there's no further new pandemic or new act of God issue that we're having to deal with as a society. So we're pretty excited ultimately about what 21 could bring us. We think we stick to our knitting and the things that have made us very successful and just expand on that. We think our shareholders are going to be very pleased. Lastly, as it pertains to the private placement, I guess that's always a direct reflection. When your stock moves up quite a bit, and you're offered money, never a bad strategy, and taking a little bit of it and putting that in the till to fund the next round of growth. So we're pretty excited about the private placement that closed last week. That all went cradle to grave pretty quickly. And it's, I think, ultimately a reflection that people are starting to see the value in the company.
As the CEO of the company, what are you most proud of in 2020 and your biggest success?
You know, I think you have to look at what people went through during the past 12 months. No one expected COVID, obviously. The way the team here at Route One addressed it, provide a first-class service to our clients, and I'm just really proud of, whether it's, you know, the 724-52 help desk supporting those clients that use MobiKey, whether it was our help desk that supports our installers that are out there working with different public safety groups to use our data intelligence or the technologies that support the use of data towards fighting crime, providing safer communities. Just people that really responded as part of our team during the last 12 months to some very trying circumstances. And I think the other part that you feel good about is that you had record numbers during a very difficult very difficult general economic conditions. What I'm hoping for from the team as we move into 21 is to allow people to grow and flourish in an environment that encourages creativity, encourages drive, encourages people that want to act as entrepreneurs and work within our framework, but drive our business forward. I think, you know, we've been able to hire some really, really good talent during the last few months, and I'm looking forward to what they can do during 21.
You know, looking forward for your company, what can we look for from Route One around the M&A growth of 2021?
Yeah, I would expect us during the first 100 days of next year or thereabouts to get our first deal done and a second deal to follow not too far after that, a little later in 21. I think it would, you know, it's one of two flavors. We're going to be buying additional businesses that are in the rugged device business with deep client relations in the public safety arena and strong sales teams and historical client relations. And or we're going to be purchasing early stage technology that has small to little revenue, but could use our sales and marketing expertise, could use our engineering expertise to finish off that product. And those are smaller investments, of course, but it could be rounding out our intellectual property library. It could bring supportive technology to the table in the data analytics arena. It could be a data security technology. But you should look to do one of those two types of deals and multiples of those as we go into 21. And I think ultimately we're looking for not to buy these businesses to strip away costs, but we're buying these businesses for the people, their intellectual property, and their strong client relations.
Tony, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Yeah, I thank you for the support. Hopefully some of them have profited from investing in us over the last 6 to 12 months as you've exposed our name, which we're appreciative of for sure. We think your podcast and program's been helpful for us. But I would say to the listener that, hey, look, we've just gotten started. We think this business model has significant legs on it. And as we grow towards $100 million and beyond, I think the value of the business will tie itself to that growth or quality growth, and we all should profit from that moving forward. So thank you again for the support, and I would wish your listeners a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Tony, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on 40 or 50 days from now. Give us an update on the new year as we go forward.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.